Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
The definition of gratitude is a state of being grateful. When Mike Hartman asked me to share my story of gratitude for his Healthy Mindset podcast, I was so touched and honored to be included in his long list of friends, family, teammates, and mentors. I was introduced to Mike by my son's best friend since Minnie Mite's dad. There is so much to be grateful for, starting with my childhood. I lived in Chicago with my mom, brother, and stepdad. We had a babysitter named Gladys Brenner. She wore a white nurse's dress, white shoes, and had a beehive hairstyle. She told us she was 50. For most of my childhood, until I knew better, I thought that was what 50 looked like. I was terrified that was what I was going to be when I got older. Her image is imprinted on my mind until this day. She was actually in her 70s. As I grew older, I realized in her mind, 70 was the new 50. Looking back on this, and now in my 50s, Gladys Brenner taught me that one's life is all about perspective and how you choose to live it. When I was 6, we moved to Lake Forest, Illinois. This was a pivotal point in my life and opened doors to so many new things. I met many of my lifelong friends. My stepfather introduced us to unique foods that under other circumstances we might not have ever tried. As a family, we were very active, skiing, cross-country skiing, skating, swimming, riding bikes, walking our dogs, and so many other activities. My parents had amazing gardens with fruits, vegetables, flowers, herbs, and more. I went to summer camp locally in Durango, Colorado. I traveled with my family and friends and my friends' families. Growing up, I had no idea what my friends' parents did or who I was meeting, famous or not. These people were just my friends. Their parents were their parents. I truly believe this laid the groundwork for me as an adult, especially the point that people are people no matter what they did or do or who they were or are. I went to high school for 2 years in Lake Forest and then 2 years at Northfield Mount Hermon School in Massachusetts. At NMH, I met people from all over the world, which gave me a jump start on life before I started college. What it was like to live away from home, traveling independently, and meeting so many unique people that would also mold who I am today. In college, I met my husband, Mike, and so many amazing people that are also lifelong friends. I was president of my sorority, president of the Panalytic Council, and acted as a peer counselor. I worked in the psychology department and at some local retail locations as well. At an early age, I was always a connector of people. My friends are my friends. Even then, I was able to step out of my comfort zone to think outside of the box and pretty much talk to anyone. Before I graduated from college, my mom moved to Los Angeles. This new home and new city opened new doors to new experiences. When the Olympics were in LA, my friend and I pretended we were Olympic track athletes while we were hanging out in Westwood. People actually believed us. My mom, brother, and I met famous and not so famous people, tried some incredible food, went on so many adventures, both good and bad, in California. Post-college, I moved to Chicago working in advertising, public relations, and corporate event planning without really having any experience. I was able to talk my way into getting these jobs. I truly believe my upbringing and exposure to so many things and people allowed me to be able to talk the talk and not be afraid to just go for it. Paying attention to detail and the people that I was talking with always gave me something to find common ground with them. Mike and I got married in 1992. We moved to Southman, Indiana, which was a culture shock from living in a big city. My first job there was at a convention and visitors bureau, which was an awesome challenge for me, selling a second-tier market to people who wanted to go to a first-tier city like LA, New York, Las Vegas, and actually convincing them to bring their event to South Bend. We had 2 children, Mackenzie, who is now 26, and Alex, who is 24. We moved to Portage, Michigan in 2003. Just like our childhoods, we were a very active family, traveling, skating, riding bikes, swimming, both kids playing sports, having dogs, spending time with family, having their friends or our friends over to our house, traveling for our kids' sports, lacrosse and hockey all over the country. My husband, Mike, also played hockey and lacrosse. At this point, I was doing freelance marketing and PR and became a group exercise instructor in 2004, which I love and still do today. Connecting with people and helping them be successful no matter what they are doing. In 2015, our son Alex made a AAA hockey team in Detroit. I was driving 286 miles 3 to 5 days a week for his practices and games. Mackenzie was in college at Miami of Ohio. The next year he made another team. I was driving 306 miles round trip. We finally decided to move to Canton, Michigan, so we didn't have to make that drive. Alex's hockey journey continued in the Detroit area, next playing juniors in Canada and Virginia. Mackenzie graduated from Miami, and we met so many people, had incredible experiences. Through the hockey journey, I met Pam Aughey. Her son Zach played against Alex in 2015. They became teammates in 2016 with Todd Bertuzzi as their coach, teammates again in 2018 on another team, on to juniors, and playing hockey in college. From traveling over the U.S. and Canada, Pam and I discovered we both had a passion for food, always trying to figure out what to eat and where to go. Pam would bring her griddle and slow cooker to the hotels when we were out of town for hockey to make food for Zach. She had her kids take the salt and pepper from the hotel. Even when our kids were away at juniors or college, we met once a week somewhere in between for lunch and dinner. In 2020, we decided to come up with our own all-purpose seasoning blend that would make food and recipes taste great and appeal to the whole family. Pam, our registered dietitian and recipe developer, and me with my marketing background, launched our website for Celi Salt in February of 2021. We reached out and shared Celi Salt with family and friends. The response was amazing. The logo was modeled after a picture of my son Alex when he was playing juniors in Canada. He skated past the opposing bench, sprinkling salt after he scored a goal. We came up with two other blends, Sin Bin Fire and Chirpin Herb, again using hockey terms. Our story of how we met is what paints the picture of how Celi Salt came to be. Celi Salt just turned 3 on February 26, 2024. Our two hockey mom company has grown by leaps and bounds in the last 3 years. We have met some incredible people on this journey so far. We could not have done this without the support of our family, friends, advocates, suppliers, and customers. I am grateful for everything that I have experienced in my life, both good and bad, thankful to the people I have met, and even those who come into my life and perhaps have moved on. I feel that we learn from every experience we have. What I have gained thus far is that it's okay to step out of your comfort zone. It's okay to try something new or reach out to someone a couple of times. Either something will come of it or it won't. The worst that can happen is nothing. I have passed on this message to our now adult children. There are people I've known for over 50 years and others who I've met more recently. All are very important to me. People are people, whether they are famous actors, play a pro sport, millionaires, or just ordinary people. At the end of the day, the people that advocate for you and what you do are the ones that matter. The others we learn from. Circling back to my childhood babysitter, Gladys Brenner, who taught me that one's life is all about perspective and how you choose to live it. I'm so grateful for this. It takes a village. Thank you, Mike Hartman, for allowing me to be a part of your village. Very much appreciated.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast. Until then, be well.